Now, a new report is shedding some light on problems at the state's biggest veterans home. A 2016 report in the Capital Times revealed staff shortages, improper care, and a culture of retaliation, allegedly, at the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King near Waupaca. At the same time, the state was moving millions of dollars from the facility to accounts that didn't directly benefit it. An audit on those issues were performed in 2017, but left numerous gaps. So the Department of Health Services conducted some investigations filling in those holes. Their report was released last week by the Legislative Audit Bureau. Samantha Kirkman is a Republican state representative from Salem Lakes in Kenosha County and the Majority Caucus Sergeant-at-Arms. She co-chairs the Joint Legislative Audit Committee. Representative Kirkman, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, seeing this
holiday.
Yes, thank you for coming on a holiday, actually. Seeing this report now, Representative Kirkman, do you feel like there's still unanswered questions, or do we finally have a full picture of what was happening at the King Veterans Home?
Well, the unfortunate thing with what came out last week is that it was a follow-up to something that had happened between 2012 and 2016, and that it took so much for us to get this data to actually have the Legislative Audit Bureau go through it and audit it and give us the report that we received. I don't represent Southern Center, but it's very close to my district, and Northern Center, is quite a bit away from my district. But our veterans deserve better. And when that first report came out and we didn't have access to the complaints, some of us were very frustrated by that. And so now that we have the data, and it truly looked at the quality of care issues, about 40% of the complaints that came in that showed part of this audit were the quality of care. And that's the hardest part for me, is because, we have these homes in where we send the people that have sacrificed so much for us, and we want to make sure that they get the services and the quality of care that they need, for their nursing care.
The Department of Health Services did 90 investigations, it sounds like, of incidents and complaints between 2012 and 16. As you mentioned, a decent portion of them involved quality of care. What kind of stories came out, both from that initial report and now from this follow-up investigation?
Well, the initial report, we didn't have access to any of the complaints. So that was the thing that was so frustrating to us. And because it's federal government and state government together, we actually turned to our federal delegation to ask them to help us get the information that we needed. And it took this long. And it's so unfortunate that it took almost a year and a half to get the data that we needed, and then to have time for the Audit Bureau to go through and analyze the data. The most serious complaint that was brought up was talked about because, again, it was such an egregious situation up there. So we already had some of that information, but it just confirmed it through the report that we were given this past week. And the people who handled that particular situation were handled appropriately. So hopefully we can't learn from our mistakes unless you have this type of data. And that's the thing that's frustrating me. We should be able to get this data much quicker than we were able to.
Now, what, from your position on the audit committee, what was the holdup here? Why did it take so long for this information to be able to come out?
Well, they didn't want to release it until our federal delegation actually did a Freedom of Information request along with us. And it shouldn't take that, especially when the Audit Bureau gets to see sensitive data all the time and can report it and view it and report to the legislature without identifying personal information and things that should be redacted. So those were, we've looked at this process. I hope that we can change it going forward so that we have access, so that, again, our, nursing homes, our skilled nursing homes, for our veterans, that we have access to this data going forward. I'm looking forward to bringing the new secretary in and having a conversation with her, because secretaries have now changed, to see how we can partner together to make sure that the quality of care is the best for our veterans.
Talking to Representative Samantha Kirkman from Kenosha County. She co-chairs the Joint Legislative Audit Committee, talking about a new audit of the Veterans Home in King, run by the state's Veterans Department. Representative Kirkman, some people have said, well, maybe this is all a sign that this shouldn't be run by the Veterans Affairs Department of Wisconsin. It should go to some other agency. You were just saying you're hoping with a new secretary, maybe things will or things could improve, things maybe have improved. Where do you sit on that idea of maybe a big shakeup like that?
Well, and this is where, again, we have access to this great care for the most part, and it's close to home. So I don't want to lose it by any means, especially, you know, to the northern part of our state where, again, access to these types of resources are limited. You know, Southern Center, we have several facilities down here, and it does compete amongst private facilities. But again, something that, you know, in the past, before this report, has always ranked very, very, very high. So again, I want to make sure that we have the best communication between the secretary here in Wisconsin and our federal legislators, and that how can we, you know, prevent this from happening in the future if there are, you know, cases where there are this many complaints. And these are the things that we as the audit committee now need to follow up with and make sure that our veterans, you know, that we are having access to this type of information to help and prevent this from happening in the future.
In the initial news reports about King, a lot of concerns were raised about staffing shortages. Did this recently released audit confirm that? Did we, and maybe do we, have a staffing problem there?
Well, I think in healthcare in general, we do have shortages in healthcare and finding quality, you know, nurses. And this is where we need to look at our pay structure, our benefit structure in comparison to the private facilities. I know down here at Southern Center, you know, we've had those conversations in the past, and this has really brought it to the forefront that we need to continue to have those this dialogue going forward in the future. It's, you know, for all of our institutions, not just, you know, our healthcare institutions. We have the same situation in some of our prison facilities as well, and we need to truly look at what's best practices so that, you know, again, we have the best people working and adequate staff. You know, staff ratios is important.
I want to switch gears for our last minute and ask about some economic development in your neck of the woods. The Foxconn project obviously going on, but also we hear on and off about the gummy producer Haribo. That's pretty close to you, right? What's the latest with that?
You know, I drove down the road. Again, there's not shovels in the ground just yet. They've moved the ground around to get it ready and prepped for that, you know, groundbreaking that will happen shortly. They've gotten all their permits. And it's interesting because we talk so much about Foxconn, but actually Haribo had announced in February of 2017 and is just coming, you know, to start versus Foxconn that's got vertical construction started on site. So we have a lot of economic development going on in Kenosha and Western Racine counties. This whole corridor up the I-94 has really been quite exciting to watch it grow over the last few years.
Representative Kirkman, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Samantha Kirkman, Republican State Representative from Salem Lakes in Kenosha County, Majority Caucus Sergeant-at-Arms, and co-chair of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee. We talked through about the Department of Health Services report on the investigations into the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King.